so ashamed for all the wrongs I'd done. And I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames. I'd be there today, my friend, but for the blood. But for the blood shed on Calvary Street. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'd ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Sometimes I get so low, you know the devil lets me know. I'm so undeserving, unworthy of God's love. And oh yes, I know it's true. But here I am with the chosen few. I stand today, yes, I'm saved just by the blood. But for the blood shed on Calvary Street. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'd ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles. Going to be looking at the book of Acts, Acts chapter number 13. And we're dealing with Paul and Barnabas as they're traveling. And they're entering into cities. And they're visiting with the religious. And here you have Paul, and he wants to reach the religious with the gospel. He has one goal in mind here. He is not trying to encourage a denomination. He is not trying to encourage a group of religious people to go on in a ritual and tradition. That's not it at all. It's all about Jesus. And so they go into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Customary, on the Sabbath, you would hear the prayers. You would hear the reading from the book of the law and of the prophets. And Paul waited until there was an opportunity for him to speak. Interesting enough, we see a burden here that Paul had. And it's a burden that, in all honesty, people who are preaching truth have a burden for the truth to reach the ears of all those that are lost. This is priority number one. My pastor used to say, if a man lifts up himself, if a man lifts up his own words, he says, beware. You'll find Paul is not lifting up himself here. He's not doing anything about himself or his own words. He's bringing to them what Jesus brought in coming to the world. For that's the most important message. I mean, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Easter. What's it all about? It's about Jesus. Jesus came. He died. He was buried. And he rose again on the third day. All of that, it's all about Jesus. And so Paul spends all of his time here. He is burdened for his own people. He's a Jew. He's burdened for the Jewish people, although he's an apostle to the Gentiles. And eventually he's going to bring this same gospel to the Gentiles. And so Paul says in verse 17 of Acts 13, the God of this people and of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. With a high arm brought he them out of it. And so one of the things that you see here, he's going to deal with God, what God did in bringing out the Jew, how God chose the Jewish fathers, how he exalted the people. Going back, he goes back to the beginning, because the beginning reveals Jesus is coming. The beginning sets up a shadow of what was about to come. They offered lambs, but the last lamb was offered. And you're going to hear Paul at the end of this message. He is lifting up Christ. He's telling him, if you get to heaven, it's through Jesus. Now, I got a question before I go on. My question to you is, the group that you belong to, that label that you hold so close to your heart, what's lifted up there? The religious leaders of your denomination, do you hear them lift up Jesus? Do you hear them say that eternal life is in Jesus and Jesus alone? You can't get to heaven unless you know Jesus. And you might say, well, why would they say that? Well, didn't Jesus say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Didn't the angel announce to Joseph, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin? It wasn't about a religion. It was about God sending his only begotten Son, that if you would believe on him, you could have everlasting life. I'm afraid today much of that is missed. It's not known. Why, people today, when you ask them, are you going to heaven? They'll answer, I think, I hope. Why, I am a, and then they'll put their label. But you see, Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so Paul begins with the favored doctrine of the Jews, how God chose our fathers. He raised them and blessed them in an unusual way. And he even went on to say, you know what? He, through the history of the Jew, guided the Jew. But there was a promise from the very beginning that goes back to Abraham. Remember when he said to Abraham that from the seed of Abraham, all the nations of the earth would be blessed? Why, he made it very clear. He went on to say that through David, there would be one that would come that would sit on the throne of David from the seed of David, and that he would, in fact, would always be on that throne. Eventually, he's going to rule and reign as King, Lord, and Savior. Well, why was Paul doing that? Reminding them, here are the promises. Let me read the verse real quick. He says in Genesis 12:3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He was talking about Jesus. You say, well, how do you know? Well, if you follow it through the scriptures, over and over again, he makes it very clear in the covenant to Abraham, the Messiah is coming. A little bit later on in the book of Galatians, Paul deals with the Jews again. And he says, I want you to know, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. That gospel is the good news that Jesus was coming. He would die. He would be buried. But on the third day, he would not stay in the tomb. Hey, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's Galatians 3:14. Well, he preached that Jesus came. And he says, you know what? You crucified him. And he finishes his sermon with, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. That word justified means declared righteous. And then he goes on to say, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. See, the Jews were big on holding to their rituals, traditions, and their religious affiliation. But he says, you cannot be justified with that. It's through this man that your sins can be forgiven, that you can have eternal life. Well, he preached that which was most important. And you'll find it throughout the scriptures. I find the message that he preached here is the message that should be heard in every church. Anytime you hear a religious leader stand up, he ought to be proclaiming this message. Why, throughout all the travels of Paul, the message that he preached was the same one that I just gave you here in Acts 13. You'll find it over and over again. It was the only thing that mattered. Which makes me wonder, what's going on today? How about you? Do you know this message? Do you know the one that Paul proclaimed as Lord and Savior? I hope you know him today. I hope you can honestly say, my sins are forgiven. I'm looking forward to heaven. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here at Mobridge. 10 o'clock Sunday school on Sunday, 11 o'clock worship service, our afternoon service, 1:30. Prayer and Bible study, 7:30 Wednesday. You're invited. I don't want to let